Hi everyone, this is Marilyn Loria. Welcome to the Abundant Chakra Meditation. Before I begin the meditation, I just want to talk a tiny bit about abundance. As many of you know, abundance isn't only about money. It's about receiving in our lives. It's about allowing ourselves to receive. It's also about recognizing the fact that everyone is abundant no matter what. And when you bring your attention to where you're already abundant, you start creating more of abundance in your life. So when I started working on my money issues, my guides were very smart. So you have many, many money books that you read will take you back to the past experiences that you had that created your money story, your money beliefs. And I came from a very poor background and a lot of scarcity and lack consciousness. So when I was going back there and doing all the work of unpacking of what my money story was, I found myself getting stuck in that past story. And because I was getting stuck in that past story of feeling lack and fear and scarcity consciousness, I was getting stuck in low self-worth in that particular area. And I was waiting to like clear it up before things started shifting and changing. And I would see some shifts, some changes, and then I would go right back into that lack consciousness, or something new would show up in my life. And I'd be like, whoa, wait, is the other shoe going to drop? What's happening here? And my guide sat me down and they said, you can't work from that place. You have to work from an already abundant position. You have to already feel abundant in your life. You have to change the vibration that is going on through your energy system so that the universe can meet that energy. We all know now that we create our lives from the inside out. For many, many years, we were waiting for the externals to show up in order to change the internals. But we know as conscious beings that when we change our internals, the externals shift as well. And I know this from my own life. The more work that I do on the internals, the more that I declare what it is that's my truth, I align with my soul, I commit to my soul's purpose, the more it shows up in my external life. So I started recognizing where I was already abundant. And the more that I sat in that abundant vibration, the more things started showing up. I was in receiving mode, not so much doing mode. So abundance shows up in many ways for us, and I want you to really start becoming conscious of it. I really want you to be aware of where it is at every moment of the day. You know, you don't have to be aware of it every moment of the day, but if you think back, like at night, before you go to sleep, and you think about where your abundancy is, you'll be amazed, even if you write a list about it. We have running water. We have water that is constantly coming through our faucets. We have tons of grass. We have the sky. We have air. We have birds singing. If you go into a grocery store, you'll have many different options of milk or butter or fruits and vegetables, depending on where you live, obviously. And we take for granted, a lot of us are living in very affluent societies and environments. And we have doors on our walls. We're able to close a door to a room. We're able to get into our cars and have gas in our car. We're able to go to a gas station on almost every block and buy that gas. So I want you to get out of the money consciousness, the monetary. Of course, that's important, and that's going to come with it. And I want you to get more into the abundant vibration of your life. And I'm telling you, this is going to shift things for you. So when you're in the receiving end of abundance, you'll start noticing that people will gift you things or things will show up. This happens for me all the time. You'll start thinking about something like, oh, I really, really want that, or I really would love to have that, but maybe I can't pay for it right now. But you don't get stuck on the fact that you can't pay for it. You just start owning the energy of, oh, that's going to look great. Oh, I really want that trellis on my wall outside of my backyard. I can't wait to see that. Let me look at that now. Guess what's being built right now on my back wall without me paying for it, you know? So there's so many things that you can receive. And what happens also when you start creating abundance and living in abundance, money starts arriving. It's like all of a sudden I'll go to my mailbox and there's just checks in my mailbox. And I'm like, I didn't even know I was an affiliate for that thing. Or there's a passive income. Or somebody else just sent me something. Now, some of you may not be in those types of environments just yet. But you don't want to say, well, that's you, Marilyn. It's not me. I'm stuck at a job. I hate. That keeps you in the problem. And part of the abundance is living in the solution. Now, I know that many of you are having difficult times. And if you've been following me for a while or if you've been new to me, I do not tell you to just like breeze by that and be okay with it and just be happy and blissful. But I do want you to have a constructive way of handling difficulties. And one of the ways is by getting into the abundant energy that we have available to us every single day allows us to move more into solution than the problem. And that's what I really want for you. I mean, you can go into a library and borrow many books. There's just so much available to us. And when you start, can't you feel the shift already? When you start leaning into that, you start recognizing, yeah, maybe I can't think of a way out of my job, but now that I'm focusing on abundance, oh, look at what's showing up. Oh, I have a new inspiring thought. Oh, I never thought that. Maybe I could do this. Maybe I could do that. And it gets you out of even lack consciousness around problems, solutions to problems. So why did I pick the chakra abundant meditation? Chakras are super important to me. And people that breeze by them, I say, no, 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 no. They're our energy centers. We have access to them right away. And we want to be able, and each chakra has a gift, has many different vibrations. And when you energetically align your chakras with abundance and with what you want to receive, you're pulling that into your energy field. The universe is responding to that. So we're going to do a meditation with your chakras. I'm going to do a release meditation, but I'm going to go pretty quickly through it, through all the seven chakras. Because what I want to focus on this is really the abundance part of this meditation. Now, I want to just give you a direction. Chakras are like rooms for me. So when I'm seeing my chakra, I'm seeing it like a big circular room, say, around my body. And when I'm talking about breathing clockwise or counterclockwise, which I'm going to talk about in this meditation, I see myself in the center of the room. So if I'm breathing clockwise, I'm in the center of this chakra room, and I'm watching the energy of my breath go clockwise as I'm breathing around me. So it's almost like you are the center, like the point in the clock where the two arms meet. And as you're breathing, that's the arms of the clock. It's going around clockwise. So you'll understand what I mean further as I bring you into this meditation. So I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to breathe into that part of you that is infinite, that already knows, no matter what struggles you're dealing with, that everything that you need, you have. Now, I know that many of you may have been through things like this, and you're like, this hasn't worked for me before. Humor me. Go with your imagination, and let's just spend this time together, because the energy alone of me just talking about it is going to shift you. So just breathe into that part of you that already knows that you're abundant. And as you exhale out, let go of anything that is standing in your way, anything that is keeping you from receiving. You may not even know what it is, and that doesn't matter. And as you breathe into the commitment of yourself for wanting to have a better life. And we, no matter where you are, you could be so happy, but there's always expansion and growth available to us. And evolution. And as you breathe out, you're just breathing out what identifies you with things you no longer want to identify with. And as you breathe in, just breathe into the peacefulness that's always available to you. And as you breathe out scarcity or fear. And now as you breathe in, I just want you to breathe in expansion. And as you breathe out, I want you to breathe out expansion. And breathe in again, expansion, and breathe out, expansion. Now bring your attention to your first chakra, which is at the base of your spine. And I want you to just breathe into this chakra in a counterclockwise fashion. So you're breathing into this chakra in a counterclockwise fashion. And as you're breathing in a counterclockwise fashion, you're noticing a big drain that is just draining things out into Mother Earth. It's almost like this little cyclone of energy, but it's all going counterclockwise into the center of the Earth. Now just keep following my words as you're breathing counterclockwise and you're just watching this energy go down into the Earth and it's not harming you. Our first chakra is about spiritual truth. It's about making money through spiritual truth, whatever that means to you. It could be raising children, and that's not necessarily making money for doing that. It could be accounting. It doesn't matter. It's about being aligned to who you are, your soul's purpose, and it's your belief system. It's your foundation. It's what you stand on to believe. So anything that doesn't serve your higher purpose, anything that doesn't serve your best being right now, who all that you can be, it's just going down that drain into Mother Earth. And you don't need to know what it is. You just see debris going down there. And Mother Earth is catching it. She's throwing it into this fire. Now, maybe you have a problem visualizing. Then just go with my words. Go with feeling. Go with what it would feel like to release any beliefs, any old story that keeps you in a lack consciousness or fear consciousness. Anything that keeps you in low self-worth. And just know Mother Earth is taking care of it. It's not harming her. It's not harming anybody who gave you that belief system. All we're doing is getting rid of it. And just keep seeing yourself breathing in that counterclockwise fashion as it goes down into the center of the earth. And now I want you to move into your second chakra, which is orange, and it's below the navel. And this is about creativity. This is about we're all creative beings. I don't care what you do. Our souls are creative. We are creation. But some of us have a belief that we aren't. So now I want you to breathe into a counterclockwise fashion, and it's continuing down that drain. Any story that has kept you from your truth, any story that has kept you from the wisdom and the knowledge of what you came here to be, any story that has kept you from creating the abundant life that you're meant to be living. And any frustration and anger you have right now by what I'm saying, let that go down there. Get rid of it. If it gets stuck in your first chakra, see Mother Earth pulling it all the way down, because sometimes the energy can get stuck. She could be pulling it down, or you could feel like an angel is shoving it down there. You can shove it down with breath by exhaling, go breathing out of your mouth, but it's all going down into that fiery pit, and it's just burning away. And now we're going into the third chakra, which is above the navel, and we're still doing counterclockwise because we're getting rid of everything. This is about intuition, and it's so important to live your life intuitively, trusting your own inner instincts. But what happened to you as you're breathing counterclockwise in the chakra, I'm just going to talk, is that you were told to go against it. Maybe the people around you said, no, you're wrong, when you felt something about something, and it made you doubt this gift inside of you. So now we're releasing anything that keeps you from your intuitive nature. The part of you that knows what you want to do, the part of you that is meant to be a writer, an actress, a talk show host, or a mother of five, or a farmer, whatever it is, you're breathing that story out because it does not belong to you any longer. And you're taking ownership. So it's going down the second chakra, it's going down the first chakra, it's going all the way down to Mother Earth. Why does it do that? Because any of that story and intuition that got stuck in beliefs in the first chakra or got stuck in your creativity, it's also going down. It is gone. And now we're going into the heart chakra. And your heart chakra is where you speak your truth to yourself. It's where you feel your truth in life. And it's where a lot of empathic people have shut down because maybe it was too hard. We don't want to shut it down. Your heart chakra tells you what you love and what you don't love. So now you're breathing counterclockwise in this chakra. And you're getting rid of any part of you that stopped loving yourself because you believed someone else over you. Or maybe you just have disappointed yourself so many times. Whatever the story is, it's okay. We all have them. So you're breathing counterclockwise and you're watching it go down this big drain and it's going down into Mother Earth. And remember, if it gets stuck anywhere, just do a breathe. Breathing out your mouth and exhale, or just see Mother Earth reaching in and pulling it out. Or if there's a certain guide you love or an angel, they're just pulling it out and they're shoving it into that fire. Any place where you stop loving yourself, and I do not want you beating yourself up through this process, like I should be further along, any of those stories. I'm 55, how could I possibly do this now in my life, Marilyn? Get rid of all of it. Whatever story you do, I'm unlovable, I haven't been in a relationship in a while. This is all where abundance is about all of these things. Get rid of it. Maybe you feel like you don't have friends that support you. Get rid of it now. We're opening up space to bring in the new. Now go into your throat chakra. And this is that beautiful blue light. You see throat chakra. And your throat chakra is about speaking your truth to yourself and speaking your truth to the world and owning your actual story, not the one that you've been telling yourself because you're afraid to do the actual one. Or maybe there's been a lot of disappointment. So continue to breathe counterclockwise as it's going down. And this is where you've heard maybe you can't do something or it's too late. Or you've been suffering and struggling too long, or every job interview you went to has said, no, we're getting rid of it now. And we're letting it all go down into the center of the earth. And Mother Earth is just burning it, man. She's got some bonfire going on down there. And she doesn't care because she's like, this is not supporting you, and I'm getting rid of it. Now, as you move up your third eye chakra, I want you to recognize your faith because so many people have stayed hidden as spiritual seekers. And I want you to just breathe down the energy and allow that counterclockwise energy to remove that mask on your face that has been covering the true you. So you're just moving up to your third eye chakra, but as you're moving up, you're just breathing counterclockwise in your face and you're saying, I'm done with these masks. I'm done with being something I'm not. And now you go into the third eye chakra. And this third eye chakra is the visions. Maybe they're past visions or images of shame. Or maybe it's a story or something your father did to you or something that happened to you. Maybe it was an interview that you just did something that you felt uncomfortable with. We're just getting rid of it now. Those aren't images we need to keep any longer. They're not serving you. And I want you to breathe all the way down your body, all the way down to the center of the earth. It's gone. Just keep breathing it, clearing out this space to envision what you truly desire. And now we're going into the crown chakra. The crown chakra is connection to spirit, connecting to your guides, your angels, whatever you believe, the universe. And anything that's kind of clogged up that connection, it might be the lack of trust, right? A lot of people struggle with trusting their guides, trusting the messages they're getting. So now we're just going to clear up that friction, because that's what it is. It's white noise. It's like all that noise. So we're just clearing it. Just let it clear and go all the way down. And as you're clearing it, what you're really saying is, I'm committing to listening. I'm committing to trusting. I'm committing to trusting in myself. That's the biggest thing. It's really not so much about trusting your guides. It's like, are you going to trust yourself? And you're letting that all go down to Mother Earth. And she is like, burn that stuff away. And before we add to these chakras now, there's a beautiful light that's going down them. And that's pushing anything out that may have gotten stuck in this counterclockwise breathing. And it's neutralizing the energy now. So it's just has pushed it out completely, goes down to that bonfire. Bonfire's out. All that energy is gone. We don't even need to worry about it burning. It's gone back to where it's just gone. Now I want you to bring your attention to your first chakra. And I want you to see yourself in the center of your first chakra. And I want you to breathe clockwise now. So you're in the center. You're breathing clockwise. And remember, this is about our beliefs. It's about the platform, the foundation that we stand upon. And what that means is, what do you believe for your life? What do you believe you deserve? Whether you know what that is right now because you've just done so much clearing, doesn't matter. Just lean into the vibration of believing your highest purpose, what God, what spirit, what the universe has for you. Trust that they really have your back, even though what has shown up may have been otherwise. That's because you've been in another energy. Breathe into the beautiful red light. And if it wants to bring another red light, let it be. I want you to breathe into a word here, a beautiful word, whether it's love, abundance, beauty, wealth, whatever it is. I want you to breathe a smell in here. I want you to breathe in a sound. I want you to breathe in a vision, whether it's a vision of an animal, an insect, a bird. Doesn't matter. It could be a flower. Could be nothing but the color. And I want you to believe in trust. Now, you're going to build on this on your own time of what you want to fill it with. Now go into the second chakra. And this is where creativity is. This is that beautiful orange light. And what I want you to breathe in here is the ownership that you are creative and you're creating every minute of every day and that you're going to be conscious in this creation. Yes, we go unconscious sometimes and that's okay. But we're breathing in conscious creation now. What word do you want to put in here? Maybe it's about writing that book, author. Maybe it's about being a homeowner, whatever it may be. Let's create. Let's put a word in here that is a manifestation of one of your dreams. What does it smell like in here? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? Now go into your third chakra, which is that intuitive being, that yellow light. Breathing clockwise here. Breathing into the sun. The sun. The abundance of the sun that shines every day for us. Breathing into the knowledge, the deep knowing of who you are. Breathing into the ancient wisdom. Breathing into the commitment to make choices that are based on your life that you desire to live. What does it sound like in here? What does it feel like? What does it smell like? And now we're going into your heart chakra, a beautiful green light, and we're breathing in the fertility of our lives, the constant growth. Nothing ever really stays the same, even though it may feel that way sometimes. So we're breathing into the grass and the trees and the leaves that are growing. Breathing into abundance, fertility of life, the cycle of life. How does it feel? What do you want to create in your heart? What do you want to bring in that you love? What do you love? What does it sound like in here? Maybe it's the same sound for all of it. What does it smell like? Now we go into the throat chakra, and this is where we speak our truth to the world, and we're ready to speak our truth, ownership of our true selves. We breathe into this beautiful sky blue light in this chakra. The sky, it's always there, it's abundant. What does it feel like to own who we are? What does it sound like? What song is our throat chakra singing to us? Maybe it's a song that you know, and that song can change. What does it feel like to be in our throat chakra, in our truth? Even if there's a little trepidation, that's okay. What does it smell like? Maybe it doesn't have a smell, but in and of that, it's just beautiful. And now you go into your face and it's lit up. It's lit up this magnificent color because it's saying you're ready to be seen. You want to be seen and the universe is responding and you're vibrant. And your frequency is so high right now. It's so beautiful. It's so magnificent. It is the angelic being that you are. And we all are. We're all source. And then we go into the third eye chakra, which is that beautiful indigo color light. What do you want to visualize right now? And it can change. What does visualization show you? Maybe it shows you hiking. Maybe it shows you swimming in a pool. Maybe it shows you standing in your magnificent office or your house. What are you seeing? Don't put any limitations on it. Let it just show up. And don't question what shows up. What does it sound like in here? What does it feel like? What does it smell like? Now we go into the crown chakra. And it's usually white light with lavender specks for me. And what we give in this crown chakra is we watch all of this go out on this beautiful streaming light into the universe. And this sometimes is hard for people to say, But what I ask you to give up is it's either this or something better for my highest good coming to me now. Because when you really lean into that energy, it's even more magnificent than you can even imagine. And what you're doing now in this chakra is giving it to spirit, God, source, whatever you believe in that is supporting you or wanting to believe in. And it's showing up for you. And it's sending down a radiant light of energy that is just surrounding you in abundance, in love, in safety, in care, in expansion, and anything else you want to fill it up. And you just see this light around you. And it's vibrating so high, attracting abundance into your life. Just be with that for a moment. Now I want you to bring your breath back into the center of your being and notice how you feel now from the beginning of this meditation. How does your heart feel? How does your whole being feel? Do you believe, do you trust that you're abundant beings? I feel your feet on the floor, your butt on the chair. Bring your attention and awareness back to yourself. Say your name to yourself 3 times, calling your spirit back into your body. And if you want to close down your chakras, because some people don't want to walk around the world with their chakras wide open, and that's okay. I'm not going to get into an explanation of that right now. But what I could tell you is you can close down your chakras by imagining that there's blinds, you know, like window blinds in each chakra. And you can see them shut and just leave them open a tiny bit. So you can go to the first chakra and close them and leave them open a tiny bit. Go to the second chakra, do the same, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. You can do this on your own. So it's basically closing it like a window blinds, but you leave them open just a sliver. And whether you do that or not does not matter. It's a personal thing, whatever feels good to you. I personally don't do it because I'm always in protection. So it's up to you. And then I want you to open your eyes. And notice what the room feels like around you. Notice if you're starting to notice the abundance already that's in your life. The fact that you're listening to this on a device that's allowing you to listen to it. The fact that you're sitting in maybe some solitude or walking in nature, or maybe you're in a busy office, but you're able to take a minute out and just listen to it. Just notice the moment and the abundance in this moment. And I want you all to reach out and open up the door to more abundance and know that you're capable of doing that at every moment in the day. So thank you so much for listening to this. This is Marilyn Aloria, and you could read more about me at my website, marilynaloria.com. And I also have a class on abundance, which you'll learn about. But I'm not going to do that on this meditation. I just want you to enjoy the abundance of this magnificent meditation. Thank you so much, and have an incredible day or evening whenever you're listening to this.